My name is Quill Taylor, and I have taken it upon myself to record my findings pertaining to the life of a young boy named Anthony Todd.
This is odd.
What is it?
Dunno, but it looks like it's doing something. Was it here before?
It's likely we just didn't see it. To be fair, you did just pass out. We were a bit occupied.
Well, we'll take it with us, I guess. If someone lost it, maybe we can give it back to them.
Yeah, that sounds fine. Whew, alright. I think I feel a little better now.
Then let's go. Martin, I want you to try the soup I started getting. I think you'll really like it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Also, before I forget, I wanted to talk to you about that book you just returned. The Fantastical... something.
Oh, that one. Quill made me read it, you know.
Well, how did you like it?
It was... cheesy. But not bad.
I was just thinking about... Quill?
Hmm?
Are you okay?
Yeah, fine.
You keep saying fine.
Quill, we talked about this.
I know, I'm sorry. I genuinely am feeling okay.
Promise?
Promise.
Okay, well, let us know.
You guys are the best, you know that?
Yeah, we are. But if you make me read another cheesy pirate book again, you might find yourself without a flatmate.
Uh-huh. You love it.
He does.
All right. But I get to give you something to read next time.
You know I'm not opposed to that.
You too. Come on, let's beat the lunch rush.
All right, slow down a little.
Liv, it always surprises me when I remember how strong you are. Also, please, my poor arm.
Sorry.
How about I stand in the middle?
You dare deprive me of our librarian.
Crimes.
You two are ridiculous.
You love it. Now, come on, off we go.
That's a lot harder without the clock.
Sasha?
Abby?
What are you doing in the yard? Oh, is this a game? I could have sworn Anthony went out for his walk. I do hope he's not breaking his pattern just yet. We may need to fix that. Come on, up you get. Are you alright?
Yeah. It's just... it's good to see you.
Well, there's no need to get emotional about it. You do come over every day.
Yeah.
What have you got there? Did Anthony make it for you?
Yeah, yes.
Darling, I think you might be stuck in your own pattern. I know there are more words in our language than that. Come along. I've got lemonade out, and Ez is nearly done with the sandwiches.
Abby?
Hmm?
How many days left do we have until Anthony's birthday?
About a week. I know it's not nearly...
enough time.
Yes.
No, that's enough time, but I've got to start now.
What?
Abby, do you have your list on you?
Yes, but perhaps be a bit quieter. What's going on?
You're alive. There's a week until Eris comes, and I think I know what to do. But you have to help me.
Well, of course.
Sandwiches are ready.
We'll table this for now.
Oh. Hello, Sasha.
Ez, how are you feeling?
I'm doing just fine. How about you? You seem a little... frazzled?
Just a bit. Come and sit, Sasha. Rest your mind a moment. What is on your mind?
I'll talk about it later.
Ah, all right then.
Abby, if you're still amenable, I'm going to visit the library this afternoon with you. Sasha, you can come as well, of course.
That sounds fine.
I'll tag along. I want to see something.
Well, I'm not sure how much different everything will be. Liv and Martin will likely be reshelving as usual.
Martin?
Yes. Quill's partner. Are you sure you're all right?
Yes, yeah. How long have they...
Xander, I think we'll move this inside. The sun might be getting to them.
Fine, Abby, I'm quizzing you.
Quizzing me? Why?
For fun. I'm bored.
Okay. Well, to answer your question, since you got here, I suppose.
So they've lived here for...
As long as we have. Sasha, as much as I enjoy this game, I'm worried about you. You're acting differently.
Yeah?
Yes. So, I suggest you take the afternoon to rest. We'll head to the library again tomorrow regardless in order to keep up the routine. So you can join us then.
But...
No buts. Finish your food and go lie down. Just relax for a bit.
Fine. How does Quill normally do this? They stopped dating their entries after they found out that time was weird. I wish they hadn't. I'm not sure when some of this happened. Gods, okay. Get it together. Okay. My name is Sashad. Most people call me Sasha or Essa. My pronouns are they, them, and she, her, respectively, to those names. Figured I'd start with that. Not sure if any of the previous tapes made it. I live in Moorgrove, a small, secluded town like an island in the middle of a sea of woodlands around it. Even more literally, a time barrier separates the town from the rest of the world. It's a town that was made for the sole purpose of keeping one boy safe and happy until he grows up and realizes that the world is a worse place than it is in here. And it is. Moorgrove has been my home since I accidentally stumbled upon it about 10 rotations ago. Each day is sunny and warm, each night clear enough to count all of the stars in the sky, and each person waking each morning with the intent to live the next day the exact same as the last. I wasn't supposed to be here, but when I did get here, I was brought onto a small team of powerful people who work for somebody who thinks he's a god. He's not. His name is Eris, and he may have had many other names throughout time. He's old. Very old, and for some reason he and Quill's ancestors have history. I've just woken up in some sort of alternate past after attempting to stop Eris from resetting the planet to a time before civilization. Never really enjoyed history, but I feel like I would have remembered another being living on the planet during the time he wanted to go back to. I know there were the Imbarans, the Aerials, and the gods in a certain way. But even though I can't remember anyone like Eris, I know he must have lived back then. He talks about it like he did. I've gotta ask Liv to look into that this time around. Maybe she knows more. It seems that the clock tower being broken in that timeline made it hard to control what exactly happened when I enacted my own reset. Either that, or the timeline rearranged itself to incorporate the new situation with Quill and Martin. Maybe both. I'm still not sure how the rest of the town was affected by this, but I'm going to find out. I also need to give this journal back to Quill at some point, but I have to be careful. I don't know what's happened yet, or what hasn't, and I'm not sure where the other device is. I think Quill had it, but I wonder if that changed too. But I don't want to mess anything up too early. We have more time now, and I have to make the most of it. I'm relieved, honestly. I'm glad we have a second chance and that everyone's okay. Abby's okay, and Ez is the same old Ez. I'll have to work on that. I think he's not as hopeless as we thought. He might even help get some of the others' memories back. That would make everything a lot easier. I've also got to get Abby caught up. She'll believe me, but it's going to be hard to explain everything. Thank goodness for Quill's journal. This book has everything I need to convince them and Abby that what I'm saying is true. I'm not sure why it didn't reset with everything else, but I checked through it and somehow it remains intact. I'm going to check the recording device next, see if there's anything left still on it. This looks like it's near the end of this tape though, so I'm hopeful. Maybe it's because I was holding it, I don't know. But I need to talk to Quill soon. I know Abby doesn't want to break anyone's pattern, but we have to. They're powerful, especially if they've got ancestral history with Eris. I knew they were in the dark for a while, but I thought they knew at least a little bit more than what they've written down. Well, they don't know anything about him now. Maybe it'll be easier to start from scratch. I wonder if I'm doing the right thing. What if bringing Quill into this again is unfair? When Abby talked about them, it seemed like they have a content life. They've got a partner and live in their flat. It also sounds like Abby visits the library a lot. Oh, I wonder if Kalanox remembers anything. It's cut away around the universe. Maybe this is one of the exceptions. At least, I hope so. It'll be nice to have at least one other person to help me explain everything. The tape is running out. Good. sign, good sign. I'll check this and write it down somewhere. Hope I find something that can help, including another reel of tape. Quill was right. This thing really is nice to talk into. Okay. Let's get started.
The Domestic Life of Anthony Todd is a podcast by J.R. Steele and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International license. The writing, theme music, and sound editing were done by J.R. Steele, and the script was edited by River Topler. Follow The Domestic Life of Anthony Todd on Twitter at Domestic Life Pod, and find The Domestic Life on Instagram at Domestic Life Podcast. Visit the website, penofsteel.wixsite.com/domesticlife, to listen, view transcripts, and meet our cast, or join our Discord using the link in the description. Thanks for joining us.